Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative communities. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, if you missed part of the show or would like to share with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB website at nagb.org.bs, scrolling down to the Learn menu to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. And while you're on our page, make sure you check out all of our events in our calendar. There are lots of things happening at the NAGB, especially at the end of the year. We're moving into December. Not only do we have an amazing exhibition up right now, our NE10 Mercy, we also have amazing events happening right now. Our team is in Long Island for our Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition. So if you are in Long Island, the opening of the show is tomorrow. Be sure to check it out. And if you're already over there, then you're probably getting ready to participate in our Sip and Paint tonight. We also have our Christmas afternoon that's coming up on December 10th. We have our film series on the end of this month. We're showing Bridesmaids. And we're also going to have a very, very special nostalgic film just for Christmas that's going to be airing, that's going to be screening in Fiona's Theater for free. On December 22nd. So lots of things happening. And of course, we're going to be having arts talks as well, featuring our NE10 art. So like I said, there's always something happening at the NAGB. And even if you don't have the time to come to those events, you know, maybe they don't fit into your schedule, we are open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5, and on Sunday from 12 to 5. So if you just want to come to the space, take your time moving through the galleries, spend some time in our art park. It's just a beautiful space. It's a great place for a date night as well, or date day, however you are structuring that. And we would just be happy to see you here and to have you here. I've been having a really amazing conversation with our guest tonight. We have Turn in the Current in the studio, along with Kayshelle Knowles, who is a mixed media artist representing Turn at the upcoming Art Fair Scope, not Turn, sorry, The Current, who's going to be representing The Current in the upcoming Art Fair Miami Scope. And also we have Turn talking about the art fair they're going to as well this month, the end of this month, Untitled Art. And we've been having a great conversation really about, you know, what an art fair is what it means to the artist, what it means to the galleries, and also kind of the history of art in this country and how we've gotten to this point. You're thinking about all the players, you're thinking about where we started, thinking about where we are now. Again, very exciting. It's been really wonderful to see it happen. It's been very wonderful to be a part of it. So what I wanted to ask both of you, all of you in here, is that when you think about going to an art fair, you know, like a lot of Bahamians listening in probably have never even thought, probably have never even heard about an art fair, don't know what it is. Jody said that it's like an art trade show. You know, most people know what that is, but still it's a bit different. So, like, walk us through, what does a day at an art fair look like?
Wear tennis.
Yeah. And stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your voice healthy, because you're going to have to talk for 10 hours straight.
Yes.
Essentially, when you go to an art fair, from the behind-the-scenes aspect of it, we go in, and depending on what crazy shipping method you decide to use, because obviously we're international, you retrieve your artwork if it's in the facility, or if you're bringing it with you, there's install date. So I think it happens over a period of two and a half days. So you install really quickly before the first day, which is the VIP preview. That happens, and then the fair officially opens to the general public, so it's general admissions for about 4 days afterwards. And then there's the deinstall of the exhibition. And so that's behind the scenes kind of look at it. But in the day-to-day of, so the VIP obviously is where you have collectors and press media come in on that first day and kind of speak to the gallery. And normally in these cases, the artist is not present. It allows the gallery to give you true representation. What that means is they kind of, just like a curator kind of creates the story for you, they're there to make you look good and to, you know, sell your work or sell the gallery to whoever it is that's coming into the space. And then general admission, you have anywhere from students to any kind of art aficionados that come in, and you're talking to them about either opportunities you have at your gallery, residencies, or just what's upcoming, any exhibitions upcoming. And alongside that, you know, of course you get students who want to know exactly what we're talking about now. How do you get into an art fair and stuff like that? So it can be any number of kind of conversations you would have, but it's all centered on the same kind of conversation we're having right now. And you make a lot of great connections, network, meet new collectors. And yeah, it's 10 days of that whole process, but it's really concentrated. It's really high energy. And yeah.
I think one thing I want to add to what Avery is saying that's unique about Art Basel Miami Beach, which is where we're going to. So the framework for, I think what's unique about Art Basel Miami Beach is that the number of fairs that actually are running concurrently is significantly higher than it is in other places. Like the fairs that Jody was speaking about earlier, and we were talking about earlier, like if you do Armory or Volta or whatever, you may have one or two or maybe three fairs happening at the same time. Yeah. Art Basel Miami Beach, the proper Art Basel, and the Lincoln Road Convention Center, I think Jody said that their fair Untitled has like 120 or ish galleries waiting, right? Mm-hmm. So just for some people, to give some people context, like Art Basel Miami Beach, I think, has like almost like a 20-year history now. Like they've been that in that region for a while. So, but the Art Basel proper may have up to 500 galleries in that fair alone. And running alongside it, some years they have up to 19 additional fairs going on that have anywhere from 80 to 100 to 120 galleries per fair over this 5-6 day window that usually is the first weekend in December. And so that energy that is harnessed on the beach is extraordinary. And then it goes over the causeway to Biscayne, to the design center, and into Little Haiti, where there's other fairs, and then there's the Wynwood Walls and all the
museums open in,
and the museums and the Perez and the Rubel family collection, and it just goes on and on and on. And then there's food and beverage, and there's performances, and then there's the art dinners and the parties and the whatever. It is literally, Katrina, it feels like you're going to Junk New, but it like lasts like 6 days long.
Honestly,
like, you really need to vitamin C yourself up to go.
Honestly,
you really do.
The first time I went to a Miami Art Week, I went with the Transforming Spaces Committee. John, I can't remember what year that was, but I went with them. I went with Christina Wong, who is a part of the current staff as well. She and I stayed together. And Christina and I saw, like, we were like, okay, we're going to meet Dee Dee and Dylan, who are artists. We're like, we're going to meet them at like 1 o'clock. Okay, let's like go down the road. And we're like, okay, well, look at that. We're going to stop here. And we like spend like 20 minutes in there. And then we walk outside and we're like, oh, look at that over there. And then we like go inside this place. And then, of course, we happen to find Dee Dee and Dylan along the way because they did the same thing. They were like, oh, we saw this great thing and that great thing and this great thing. Did Christine and I sleep for 3 days? No. Did we regret it? No. Did we look like train wrecks in the airport 8 o'clock that morning when we were supposed to come back? Yes. it was such a fulfilling experience. And I think for any, I know that UB had a program where Heino and Antonius, and I think John maybe, involved in that, where they used to take students from UB to Miami to go to the fairs and all that sort of stuff. So I think, yeah, like if you and your friends, if you're a student listening to this, next year, because it's actually too late now, you will find nowhere to stay. But if you want to like go next year, like get 10 of your friends together, run out of Airbnb, like most tickets to like the fairs for students are between like $30 to $50. Like save up, buy the tickets, food is cheap, go see everything, don't sleep, have your mind blown, and then come back and just like make great things.
Yeah. It's true. It's really astonishing. It really, you need to pace yourself, but it's a wonderful testament to what we can be like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like a cultural, artistic destination. I think because Miami was struggling.
Yeah.
Pre-Art Basel, it was like struggling to find itself. I mean, it's a culturally very rich place and very diverse, you know, ethnically and racially and everything else like that, but it struggled. And now, you know, it really wasn't, you wouldn't think when I was a young child, you wouldn't think I'm going to go to Miami for like a cultural experience. It was not like that. You're like, you're going to go shopping or something. But now it is a different conversation, and it's because of all of these things that go on, and that's why it's such a good arena for these artists like Keishel. I mean, I'm excited for you because I think that this is the beginning of a new era for you. You know, I think that you're going to have a whole new set of conditions to negotiate in your practice moving forward after this.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if we do our jobs well in the gallery, us who are in the industry side, you know, our job is to keep making those interactions and those and the platforms and the opportunities rich, you know. And I think that we can do, I would love to see us reimagine some of the Bahamian experience like in this way, because I think we have an advantage for over a lot of countries in the region, a lot that we don't pay attention to. I think that we have kind of almost a little embarrassed about some of those advantages that we have, but I think we need to kind of dust some of them off and go like, wow, we have the infrastructure, we have proximity, we have the dollar on par, we got shipping, we have the port, we have, you know, we got these partnerships, we have this robust infrastructure and finance behind us to do these things. I think we need to start, we need to scale up.
Yeah, absolutely. So Keishel, so you need to make sure you stock up on your vitamin C. Already started
now.
Take all your vitamin C, vitamin D, all the things, so because you don't want to get sick, and make sure you plan to drink plenty coffee, and if not plenty coffee, plenty green tea, because you mm-hmm. know you've got, because you just have to keep on going, you don't want to miss anything. And I completely understand that, because you know, if you're going to be over there and have this amazing experience, you don't want to spend most of your time, half your time sleeping, because
yeah,
why sleep? You can sleep.
Oh, trust me. I've been to New York with John. Walking behind that dude is a monster. Cheap as you run behind a Dodge ramp. Because
I have done,
I know what she's talking about. Officially on the record, I have no idea what she's talking about.
So I know how to walk. I know how to run. I had all the practice.
Yep. No, I remember that.
Far.
Yeah, John, you walk really fast.
That's funny.
Y'all ain't never see him in turbo mode. That's just casual.
So, but you know, before we wrap up, John, I want to go back to this conversation about really thinking about a regional art fair in the Bahamas. You know, it goes back to this conversation we've been talking about, is art tourism, right? So, you know, once, you know, there's conversations, you know, every now and then about diversifying within our tourism economy. Like, we understand this is how we thrive, is how we live. You know, we do not have enough people in this country to build the kind of economy that we want to have, or that we need to have the kind of quality of life that we have, or that we want to have eventually. Because we know that it could be much better. But
right.
When you think about art tourism, you think about having an art fair here, you think about the kinds of people traveling from Miami, from all over the US, from Canada, from Europe, to come to something like that here in mm-hmm. Nassau, in the Bahamas. You know, I'm in the middle of planning a museum conference that's coming here next year, March. And, you know, what I'm getting from a lot of people is that they're like, if I'm going to come to the Bahamas, I'm coming not just for the conference, I'm coming for other things, because it is the Bahamas. So, you know, we also don't realize how precious a trip is here for some people mm-hmm. who would normally be able to actually come into this space on a regular basis. So, you know, we live in paradise, but we really don't think about it as paradise because we live in it. But right. When you think about being able to come here for something beyond, you know, whatever it's on Bay Street or whatever the cruise ships are doing, something that is like really culturally relevant, something that's very rich, something that's going to attract the kind of people here who actively want to explore the culture, who actively want to support local businesses.
Yes.
It could be pretty incredible.
It can be very, very incredible. I mean, if you are like a finance guy or an economist, like crunching numbers and looking at what it does, like just, I mean, I always talk about our boss on Miami Beach and say, geez, like how could we rethink so many things that we do? And it's so, I mean, Jody beautifully has been articulate throughout this entire thing. Everybody has, but Jody in particular is saying all these things about, you know, like the museums come to life, right? The local galleries come to life. The Little Haiti, the design district comes to life. Like it gets re-energized in this way because of just this like extreme concentration of people who are coming through. I mean, if we had a bunch of galleries that were operating how Turn is operating in the Bahamas and in the region, and we were able to like put those energies together and all that know expertise that Jody and Amanda and, you know, Lauren and puts together, and you know, Natasha with her gallery, and you know us with our gallery, and other, just I mean, we spawn that three or four times over, and then we look at the region and go like, what's happening in Aruba, what's happening in Trinidad, what's happening in Barbados, what's happening in, you know, Curacao, what's happening in Guyana, like, and all of these energies start spinning around. It'll be crazy. It'll just bring the discourse of who we are as Caribbean people into a frame that will just entice and ignite so much interest for people to come here. And we have the infrastructure, we have the hotels. Jody just made it a point. I mean, it sounded like a joke, but it's not a joke. She's like, if you didn't plan to go to Art Basel yet, plan to go next year, because you're not going to find a hotel unless you just plan on walking the street and not sleeping. Like literally, yeah. You're not going to find anywhere to stay. And what does that mean? Every hotel, every Airbnb, every bread and breakfast is full. Every restaurant is full. Every jazz band or hip hop band or DJ or whoever it is that wants to play their gig, this is your moment to come in. This is like an interdisciplinary phenomenon, right? This is not one dimension. This is the opposite.
I was gonna say that we participate in this thing called the Atlantic World Art Fair, so there, which is only like on Artsy. So you know, there are galleries that operate in the region like Turn, but you know, it only exists in a digital space. So John, you know, if you want to text you after this,
you know? Yeah.
Possible. Yeah, I started to say that I think that, you know, the difference between this living in a conversation on blank canvas versus actually actualizing, like the space between that is smaller than we think that it is. So
exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things exciting about us. I mean, Avery and our team and this new Echo space that we have, like, that's what that's for. Like, that's how that needs to get programmed. We're already thinking about interdisciplinary programs. What can happen in a space like that? What happens when there's multiple spaces like that that are doing what we need to do? Because we can do it, and we start small, and you bump your toes, and it's not perfect the first five times you do it, but then you start to get it. And then people start to go, oh, I understand now. I get it. This is, I'm coming along. I'm coming for the ride. You know, how many people go places that they're not, they're just going with the person who, the one person is the enthusiast, and they're taking five people with them. Yeah. And all of them are paying to go in. You know?
And you know, the other thing too, I think that we're at a place where we were not 10, 20 years ago, is that we have a lot of art professionals in this country who have training in administration and event planning and curating. I mean, the list goes on. In a way, we haven't before, right? So even getting that expertise is right there at your fingertips in terms of planning something on that scale. And also you think about the networks into the Caribbean that we've all been, like the NAGB has been able to establish, Current, Turn, and so on. So really, like Jody said, the space between this discussion here and getting to that point is a lot smaller than we think it is, which is again, like a conversation that really needs to continue beyond this. But we're coming to the end of this episode of Blank Canvas. I've been having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful conversation, extremely informative. But before we go, very quickly, Turn, Current, tell us when these art fairs are happening and where people can go if they are in Miami to actually see Turn and Scope and The Current.
Ocean Drive, Scope, and Entitled are literally like a 3-minute walking distance between one another on, you know, the main Ocean Drive in Miami. So I think we're November 29th to December 3rd or 28th to December 3rd. When are you guys?
I think it's the same time. I think we mirror you guys. It's the same thing. Literally, these floating pavilions on the beach, literally the pavilion like is on the beach. It's actually even that part of it's cool, just to go in a big space that is temporary like that. Mm-hmm. And we live right there. Yeah, so it's the same time. The fairs pretty much all start and end at the same time. I think it's the VIP night is on the Wednesday, right?
Okay. So it's going from the 29th to the 4th. 29th of November, the 4th of December.
The 3rd.
3 minutes.
Yeah. The 3rd.
Three minutes from each other. So if you are in Miami or Miami Beach, even if you didn't plan to be over there, but you happen to be over there, maybe you decide to go over there to shop. But you know what? Decide, you know, just take a small deviation that way and check out our artists, check out our galleries, and really expand your experience into something that's really exciting and really supports our Bahamian artists and our Bahamian culture. So thank you all for joining me tonight. Really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you all, everybody who tuned in to listen. And remember that you can access this episode on NHB's website at nhb.org.bs and send it on to anybody who you think should have also heard this as well. And we look forward to seeing you here again. We're having you here again next week for another version of Blank Canvas on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.